Good morning, Kelly.
Hello.
Your first shot at getting those tickets, gas card, and getting your hair done. Styles for Harry Styles. Coming up next hour, in about 1 hour from right now, 7, 9, noon, 3, and 5. Then enter those winning words at WDJX.com. Got several of those dates for his show coming up at the beginning of October in Chicago to give away here on 99.7 DJX. Man, my wife and I decided to check out that new show on Netflix, Monster, the Jeffrey Dahmer story.
Yeah, it's hard to get through.
Oh, did you check it out too?
Yeah.
I
regret it. It's just awful.
Did you watch the entire series? Because I just made it through the first episode and then part of the second, and we were like, man, we gotta stop.
It's really bad, and he was a monster.
And you know, you grow up kind of hearing all of those stories about these serial killers, you know, especially the famous ones.
And I didn't know much about like how he killed his victims, or I just knew that he killed a bunch of people and I didn't really look much into it. But man, it is gruesome.
Yeah.
Especially gruesome.
Yeah. I mean, I knew that he was one of the dudes that was into cannibalism and now there's a bunch of the victims' families are like, you know, we don't even like this Netflix show because it's just bringing back all of
that trauma.
Yeah, for
They're
sure.
Triggered, and it doesn't sound like any of them were contacted or consulted or warned.
Mm-hmm. And
which is not great.
And I just saw that, you know, a lot of people, and I don't know how, you know, far this is going to go. But a lot of people are now like checking out lyrics of songs, even, you know, famously Dark Horse Katy Perry, one of her huge, huge bangers.
Yeah.
There's a section there where Juicy J, you know, it's Dark Horse featuring Juicy J, where he name drops Jeffrey Dahmer.
A beast. I call her karma. She eats your heart out like Jeffrey Dahmer.
Yeah. Oh,
gosh, yeah. And now it's kind of like, that gives it new meaning because you are watching in this, you know, series that kind of stuff depicted, and it's just awful.
Yeah, I have not, and I mean, I've only completed the first episode. And, you know, you kind of see him immediately get caught by the police. It's like at the end of his terror, basically. It starts at the end of his terror. And,
well, it takes you through the whole thing. I mean, it jumps around quite a bit. And I think it's just kind of meant to show you the backstory of how he got like that.
Mm-hmm.
And his, you know, his home life.
Oh, yeah. And that's what I was going to say is that, I mean, I haven't even gotten to the gruesome parts yet.
Oh,
and,
that's bad.
And yeah. So I mean, we had to cleanse ourselves with another, which turned out to be a high stress show, but completely different, called The Bear. I don't know if you've,
haven't seen that one.
Now that's on Hulu, and it's just about like a restaurant and basically a restaurant that is in Chicago that is kind of famous.
I have seen that.
Hole in the Wall. And
Michael was really into it. I saw some of it. I didn't see all of it.
So it like starts out just high stress, but we...
amazing acting in that one.
Oh, yeah. 100%. And if you have ever seen the show Shameless, Lip, the character Lip from Shameless plays the chef, one of the main characters in The Bear. And
yeah, chef.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
We keep calling each other that, like in the
dinner time. I loved it. It was kind of high stress, but again, kind of like your husband said, it like wrapped us in, and we were just we killed the entire first season. So now we're just waiting for the second season to come out. But
this whole Jeffrey Dahmer thing, way different.
Yeah. Exactly. So almost had to have a cleansing of the palate and the brain after watching just even one episode of...
I feel awful watching it. I almost feel like I was encouraging the behavior by watching... I mean, this all happened a long time ago. And he's dead,
and I was going to say, he died in prison. And, yes. And it's done.
But I still feel guilty watching it. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know. Yeah. Like I'm somehow contributing.
Well, I'm not... Yeah, I don't feel like I'm contributing, but I definitely feel like I'm at least learning a little bit more about history, and I realize it's Hollywood's take on history, so some things are going to be
pretty accurate.
I was going to say some things are going to be glorified, some things are going to be, but you know, a little bit different. But in general, yeah, that's what happened.
It's pretty true to form. Yeah,
wild there. Anyways, it's 99.7 DJX. So coming up next, we're gonna cleanse your palate a little bit, give you a feel good story.
One of those stories where a kid is just way smarter than us. And it turns out, in this case, maybe smarter than anyone on the planet.
And Kelly Kay.
So about 270,000 students globally took the AP Calculus AB exam back in May.
Yeah, my daughters were one of those.
Okay. So how'd they do? Do you know their score?
I don't know their score. I know they passed.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
Well, Felix Zhang did something that nobody else did. He got a perfect score. Yep. He's a sophomore, Penn High School, there in Mishawaka. Got 108 out of 108 on a multiple choice test. Now, some of the questions were multiple choice, but he never had to guess, apparently. He did change one answer when he was like double checking his work, and good thing he did. Perfect score. Now, he's taking the calculus BC this year. And, well, both of his parents, as you might guess, teach math. His mom teaches it at IU South Bend and his dad at Notre Dame. So the kid's smart.
Gotcha. So any idea as to what he's wanting to do, where he's wanting to go?
No. I hope it's something with math.
All right.
It's just pretty amazing that nobody else on the planet got a perfect score.
Except him. Yep.
Pretty awesome. We'll tweet it out at Ben and Kelly Show.
Is getting pranked.
Oh my God, who set you up to this?
Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
So we got a simple little request from Erin. She says, what about a phone tap for my husband's birthday this week? He likes to pull pranks on me, but nothing like what you guys do. Will you please, please, please put him at the top of your list and call him?
Oh, okay. So Robert Hassenpepper's car got hit.
Oh no.
Oh no, indeed. And we think it's Glenn.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
With two N's. Oh. Welcome to your phone tap.
Hello?
Hi, is this Glenn?
Yep, this is he.
Glenn Robert Hassenpepper, you left a note on my car.
Excuse me, I what?
I'm the one you hit in the parking lot. You left a note on my car?
Buddy, no, I don't know what you're talking about. I think you got the wrong number.
Well, I just need some information from you, like some insurance information, so we got to do this.
No, you have the wrong guy. You have the wrong phone number. Stop.
This is Glenn?
Yes.
Well, now you're denying that you hit my car?
What are you talking about? I have no idea what this is.
All right, so I was parked by the DMV, getting my license renewed. Come out. Somebody hit my car in the lot there. I find your note on my windshield. And so what's that about? Can you explain that?
What's that about? Why don't you tell me what's that about? I wasn't there and I didn't leave a note.
Well, sure you did. I got the note right here. It says, sorry I hit your car. I'll take care of things, but I need to leave. Call me Glenn. I call the number on there and who picks up? You! So now you want to tell me what's going on here? Are you going to take care of this dent in my car or what?
I didn't dent your car. I haven't been out of the house all day.
Oh, well, this happened yesterday.
I don't care, dude. It wasn't me.
So you're telling me somebody left a note on my car, but they put your name and your number on there?
I don't know, maybe.
Wow. What kind of person doesn't take responsibility for hitting somebody else's car? Let me ask you, how many N's in the way you spell your name, Glenn?
Two.
Ah, well, that's the same way it's spelled on this note. Two N's. It's you. That proves it.
This is so stupid. Wow.
What if I do a handwriting analysis and prove that you wrote this note?
Go ahead. I didn't write the note.
And I'll dust it for fingerprints.
You are a certified idiot. You know that?
Oh, I'm in it, huh? But you still want me to believe that somebody else hit my car in the parking lot, then wrote down your name and number?
I don't know. Maybe they just looked up a random number and they found mine. Does that make sense to you?
Come on, that doesn't seem likely now, does it?
I don't know, okay? Is that all the note? Is that what the note said? That's it? That's all it said?
That's all it said. Oh, hang on a second. I didn't even look on the other side. There's something there written on the other side.
Okay, what is it?
It says, Glenn, this is a phone tap, and you're on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show on 99.7 DJX. Happy birthday, love, Aaron.
His what? Whoa, wait a minute. What?
Hey, Glenn. Hi there. It's Ben Davis, actually.
Oh,
you're on.
You gotta be kidding me, man. Wow, that was Aaron?
Yeah, Aaron wanted us to prank you, put us up to it. So hopefully you have a good birthday.
Oh, well, karma's going to come for her, okay? Tell her that.
Oh, no. Oh, she just poked the bear. Oh, that's not good. I mean, she came to the professionals.
She did.
I think we poked the bear a little bit too much. Oh, that's not going to be good. Oh, Aaron, we're sorry.
Man, sweating on that one. I did not hit your car.
Bad. That was 0-60 in no time.
I know, right? All right, so there you go. That is your phone tap.
Here's what you got to look forward to on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
All right, a couple things. Coming up, 7 o'clock, a chance for you to get in on those Harry Styles concert tickets, plus your sleepwalking stories.
Oh, wow.
So that's fun.
This is homegrown and inspired by my family.
Well, I have plenty to contribute to.
Awesome.
Because I was one and probably still am.
Oh, boy.
Anyways, before that, though, sometimes the best laid plans backfire.
Oh, no.
All right, Kelly, describe what a setting the bar story is to someone who's never heard it.
These are examples of what not to do. Situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
Yeah, and I think that's where this falls. Situations you hope you don't find yourself in. I mean, no one wants to be the victim of a porch pirate, right?
No, I mean, that's awful.
Yeah. So if you can manage to make it through the day without trying to beat porch pirates only to have manure smeared on your porch, you're doing okay.
Oh, no. Did the porch pirates retaliate?
They did. So here's the thing. There was a neighborhood there in Austin, kind of been struggling with porch pirates coming and invading their neighborhood, right? So one couple decided, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to just bait them with a box of dirty diapers.
Oh, boy.
Leave it on their porch. Guess what? It worked.
Uh-huh.
Thieves drove up, grabbed the box, ran off. However, I guess when the porch pirates realized the box was packed with dirty diapers, they came back and smeared those diapers on their front door. Then came back 30 minutes later with a bag of cow manure and spread that all over their front porch and the cars in their driveway.
Please tell me this was caught on a doorbell camera.
Here is the woman kind of describing everything.
When they discovered it was a bunch of dirty diapers, they came back and smeared those diapers on our front door. They came back with a giant bag of cow manure, and so it was a really long day of cleaning a lot of cow feces off of our house that day.
Yeah, and so, obviously she's got baby diapers, so she's got a young kid, too, so that's probably not something that she's worked into her day, right?
Yeah, no, that was not on the planner.
No, it doesn't say anything about there being like a ring camera or a doorbell camera, so no word on whether or not they got caught on camera, and actually no word on whether or not they've been caught, period. But cops have been called, and apparently they've set up a patrol in the area, so.
Well, they should get a doorbell camera today if they don't have one.
I know, right?
Today.
So sometimes the best laid plans backfire, and this is one of those situations we just hope you don't find yourself in.
Oh, dang.
Yep, that is setting the bar on 99.7 DJX. So, Kelly, what's this about your son?
Yesterday, my daughter came down and she was pretty upset. She's like, Mom, I've been up since 4 in the morning. Jake came into my room. And so she says that he came into her room, climbed up into the top bunk of her bed.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, what are you doing? Do you know what time it is? And then he starts climbing back down. He walks back to the entrance to his room, kind of tilts his head, and goes, yeah, and then goes back to bed. But apparently before he went into a room, he stacked shoes on his bed.
All right.
And he has no recollection of this at all.
Now, does your daughter sleep in the top or bottom bunk?
She sleeps in the bottom.
Oh, okay.
So, but she heard the door open and then he's climbing up the ladder and she's like, what are you doing? So he used to kind of do a little bit of sleepwalking when he was like a toddler, but he hasn't done that since. And it's like weird. And then last night, a light was flickering in the hallway upstairs.
Oh, like he was like turning it on and off?
No, he was not. Oh. It was just flickering on its own. We're like, what's happening?
So when I was a little younger, I mean, I guess I even did it into my high school years. I would sleepwalk. A couple quick stories. One, I remember waking up and being really cold and going, man, where? Okay. I must have kicked my covers off of my bed when I was sleeping. And I looked down on my floor. The covers weren't there. And I kind of like walk out into the hallway and they weren't there. And my mom must have heard me up. She was like, why don't you check down the stairs? Like she
you threw your covers down the stairs?
Yeah. I like got up in the middle of the night, took all the covers off of my bed and threw them down the stairs.
Oh, wow.
And then went back to bed.
Okay.
Another time, there was a chair, a wicker chair in the corner of my room that I peed on probably a dozen times.
Oh.
And I would, I would gently lift the cushion of the wicker chair up.
Well, that's nice.
And I would just pee on it. And so when my mom would hear me up, a lot of times she would like run.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
oh, no.
I know. And she, but what's amazing is like wicker is like wood. So
yeah, no.
It doesn't, I can't believe how long we kept that chair that I had peed on probably 12 times.
Oh, wow. And then, so my sister did similar things when we were growing up. I would many times walk into a room. She'd end up sleeping with her head at the foot of the bed and her feet on the pillow. That's happened several times. She was actually standing up, leaning over her bed, sleeping one time.
Mm-hmm.
And several times caught her squatting over the shoes in the closet.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Sleeping is a thing.
No, that's not it.
Allison texted in and said, I sleepwalked into a different dorm building my freshman year of college.
Oh, wow. That's kind of scary. You left the building?
That is crazy.
Dang.
Ashley said, my brother sleepwalk when he was younger. He would get up almost the exact time every night, walk from his room to the kitchen, do 7 laps around the kitchen table, stand in the doorway for about 20 seconds, and walk back to his room.
Oh, my gosh.
Parents eventually had to put special locks on the front and back doors, and we woke up one morning, and the back door was wide open. Yep, he'd been outside. Footprints in the snow that led around the entire house.
Gosh! Well, thank goodness he got back in.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's just like
Amber said,
crazy.
I was at Girl Scouts camp, opened the tent, and was found asleep by the lake. They had to rearrange the tents and put extra ties on them for the rest of the week.
OMG.
Rebecca, she had the same situation that I did. Her son, though, was a sleepwalker. And then when he was little, he would sleep pee. He would get up and walk around and just pee in random places. Catch him sometimes. And he would use whatever was nearby. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh. Cindy said my husband sleepwalks one time. He ended up in the kitchen, woke up with his teeth biting into a frozen pie out of the freezer. Another time, he woke up outside peeing in the bushes. I had locks to the doors and put out motion detector lights.
Yeah. Missy texted us and said, woke up standing in the shower. Fortunately, I didn't turn it on.
Wow.
Yes. We got got several text messages. Didn't Ben pee in the bed with his wife in there? Yes. That is a story. I apparently hadn't grown out of like sleep peeing because, yes, it happened. But yeah, she was not my wife at the time. She was just my girlfriend. But yes, that was a case that happened. And I tried to figure out how I was going to change her sweatpants, change the entire sheets on the bed while she still slept in order to not get caught. But obviously that didn't happen.
Yeah, that was a little much. Mm-hmm. Jennifer said, I used to sleepwalk a lot. My mom once found me outside in the snow, another time in the garage on top of the doghouse. And I still sleep talk too. My family can carry a full conversation with me, eyes open and everything, but I don't remember any of it. And I say weird stuff.
Oh my gosh. That is funny. I've heard stories of people that will literally eat entire meals while they're asleep.
And don't remember it?
Yeah, will like get up, go to the refrigerator, eat entire meals, like weird things, like mayonnaise and Kool-Aid and stuff like that.
Oh, wow. See, Adrian, a couple more. Adrian said when I was a teen, worked at McDonald's. One night I dreamt that I was locked in the walk-in freezer.
Mm-hmm.
I was banging on the door to let me out. Nobody could hear me. I woke up to myself banging on my bedroom door.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, living out a dream.
Yeah, right, right.
That happens a lot. Carol said my uncle had jumped through a window twice.
Oh, my gosh.
Glass and all. And then would go to the front door in his underwear to be let back in.
All right. Well,
my goodness.
Yeah, that is wild. If you've got any good stories, you can always text them in or call them in, 502-571-9970. Just a couple quick sleepwalking stories here. I got a message from a listener. Woke up with my left eyebrow missing. Shaved the left eyebrow off.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
That's wild. Megan, what's your story?
It's not me, but we have a pretty fun story from one of our college friends who sleptwalked. We went to Kentucky Wesleyan, and they used to have, on the Friday nights, they'd rent the movie theater at midnight for midnight movies for all the Wesleyan students.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my friends, she sleptwalked, and she got up to leave the theater, and we all thought she was, going to the bathroom or going to get popcorn or something. She walked herself up to the little booth where they, showed the films from and dropped her trousers and proceeded to pee into one of the boxes that had the movie reels in it. The cops got involved, and we had to.
Hour. All right, Kelly Kay.
So our listener Bethany sent us this adorable video of her son perfectly impersonating Winifred from Hocus Pocus. His name's Tucker Gitlewski. He is 5, and he's a massive fan of Hocus Pocus. And so this is what she posted to a Hocus Pocus fan page, and it's getting some traction. It's getting shared around.
Hello, fella. My name is Winifred. What's yours? I put that spell on you. And now you're gone. So long, I put that spell on you. And once,
He's in his element.
He is in it. He's got the costume going on. He's dancing around. I mean, he is in it. I'm sure he's super excited for Hocus Pocus 2.
Oh, yeah.
Coming out on Friday is when it starts streaming on Disney Plus. So, movie night at their household. It's adorable. We've shared it on our Facebook page at Ben and Kelly Show.
Man, we may have to have a hocus.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist missed connections.
Shall I?
Sure.
Naked on the 6 train.
Okay.
Woman for man.
All right.
So right now the question is, who's naked?
Who's naked, sure.
Okay, here we go. You were naked on the 6 train.
Gotcha.
Yelling what sounded like the recipe for chocolate chip cookies.
Okay.
All righty then. Okay. It was like you memorized the back of a bag of chocolate chips or the recipe of Betty Crocker.
All right.
Which is impressive. Your passion for chocolate chip cookies was apparent.
Yes.
As was your dislike for butterscotch.
Oh.
You called them trash and spit on the ground.
Oh, my gosh. What's wrong with butterscotch?
I was holding a cell phone and filming every moment of your beautiful insanity.
Oh.
For the moment, I was sure you locked eyes with me, albeit crazy eyes.
Mm.
You asked me to get off this train with you before removing the final shred of clothing for me and unveiling your beautiful body.
Okay. Wow.
I did, but the cops carried you away before I had a chance to say anything.
Oh, no.
I know.
Oh, no.
Now I'm crazy thinking about you. I love how body confident you are, and I wish that I'd said something sooner.
Body confident.
Get in touch. I could pay your bail. We could talk cookies and get naked on any train you want.
What a sweet girl.
Maybe you could even turn me on to butterscotch.
Okay.
But he hates butterscotch. I don't think that part's going to happen.
Yeah, yeah. Well, hey, good luck with that.
I'm thinking that the other passengers on the train, though, don't want you both naked on the train.
But maybe they didn't catch the entire recipe and they'd like to maybe jot it down the next time.
You know, we didn't actually ask for the video either.
Right, exactly. It's Craigslist Missed Connections. All right, this one is a man for woman titled Whole Foods Breezy.
Whole Foods Breezy?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
I was chilling at Whole Foods yesterday.
I have an idea of the age of this one.
Getting my snack on when you checked me out at the express lane.
Ah.
With your knotted brown hair and your sweet Grace Kelly mouth.
Oh.
You were looking T-A-H.
Oh, what is that? What does that stand for?
Tasty as heck, baby.
Oh, people has the compliments. I like that.
You might remember me as the 82-year-old bald guy who introduced himself to you as Funky Smoove.
He's 82? It's never too late. It's never too late.
Never too late at love.
That's because ain't nobody out there smoother than Smoove.
Smoother than Smoove. Got it.
Pimp this. DJ Smoove. That's me.
He's 82.
Is DJing a party at the community center this weekend.
What? He's DJing the party at the senior center?
DJing a party at the community center this weekend for a pair of lovely octogenarians. If you wanted, I could get you VIP.
Oh, wow. He knows people.
Yes.
Yeah, connections.
Unfortunately, I can't guarantee that Smoove will be single by the time you see this message because Smoove is always in high demand.
I bet. Oh, wow. He's still got it going on at 82.
Let me know. Smoove out.
Oh, Smoove out. Okay.
BTW. If you happen to know of any DJing gigs that happen during the week and end at 7, let me know.
Wow. Like, you know, the buffet set, shoot. Maybe. Yeah.
That's right.
That's great.
You know, look, I mean, you could see the guy yelling out, you know, make sure you bake at 350 for 8 to 12 minutes until a light golden brown. Or,
sure.
Or you could see the love of your life checking you out at Whole Foods.
The 82-year-old DJ.
Yes,
DJ
exactly.
Smoove.
That's right.
And I like it. There's possibilities everywhere.
Possibilities are truly, truly everywhere.
Here. Those cookies sound delicious, though, for real.
Yep, yep. Once again, it's
Craigslist.
You can always get a hold of us on social media at Ben and Kelly Show, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all that right there. You can shoot us a DM and we'll turn around and see if we can get you some help with something.
Please don't say my name.
All right.
But I've been dating and talking to a guy for a little over a year and a half who's military, and I hadn't heard from him for about 4 days.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to make sure that he was okay because he wasn't answering his phone or text messages. I did some Google research on my own,
mm-hmm.
and boom, I found out he's married.
There it is.
Found his wife's Facebook page, and I'm already blocked. LOL.
Oh, wow.
So here's my issue. Do I call his company commander and let them know because it's wrong?
Oh.
Do I somehow let his wife know?
Mm.
I still have some of his clothes at my house. I'd love to hear from someone who's been here and what they did. I'm hurt, so part of me wants to blow everything up, and another part of me just wants to forget this ever happened and move on. What would you do?
Wow. You know, when you find out the person that you're seeing is not who they say they are, that is a tough pill to swallow.
It's jarring, yeah.
Yeah. And
then it makes you question your judgment about everyone else in the future, you know, anyone else that you might meet.
Man. Okay.
That's tough.
You know, it's okay. So yeah, Mackenzie kind of confirmed what I thought. She writes in and says he definitely blocked her from his wife's account. I've had this happen with an ex. Yeah, oh, I mean, wow. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Like, the wife doesn't know, but he just kind of preemptively went in there and just hit block on Facebook just to kind of cover his tracks. Now, what gotcha. One, I don't think calling the company commander is going to do anything because I don't think they're going to care. It's like calling your boss at work about that. As long as nothing is affecting his work and his performance at work, then there's no reason to get them involved, I guess.
Yeah. I don't know if it's ever been a great thing for you to expose someone like that.
All right.
And
well,
you've got the receipts. You've got some of his stuff. Like, she'd have to believe you.
If this has happened to you, or you can shed any insight or whatever into your situation, maybe help this listener out. 502-571-9970. Diving into the DMs. Got a message from a listener who found out the military guy that she'd been seeing for about a year, a little over a year, turned out he was married.
Yeah, apparently he preemptively probably blocked her from his wife's Facebook page, which she found.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's just kind of now torn between, do I blow this up, expose him to the wife, expose him to the military, or do I just move on and forget it happened?
Now, Philip, you were in the military, so what's your take on this?
So when I was in the military, it's actually, not illegal, but in the military it's illegal. You do get, like, reprimanded for cheating on your spouse. So you could call the company commander or the battalion commander, and as long as you have his info, give it to him, and they would take it from there.
What would you suggest she do? Do you think that's something that like how big of a deal is it? Would it?
Honestly, it's a huge deal because, I mean, just cheating in general in the armed forces has always been a big thing. Either spouse does it or the military personnel does it.
Mm.
I would just go ahead and go tell the battalion commander or the company commander.
Okay.
And
what kind of repercussions, though, would he suffer? Like, is this something that can, like, really ruin him for a long time?
Not, like, a long time, but they will have, like, a mark on his record.
Oh, gotcha.
Oh.
Hey, Philip, thank you so much for the phone call.
Oh, thank you.
Guess I didn't know about that in the military.
Yeah, I didn't know that either.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, obviously this is kind of a military town, Fort Knox, right down the road. But that was something that I was unaware of how serious that was, you know, in the armed forces. So,
yeah, Megan said, you know, if he's in the Army and she tells his CO, he can get in big trouble, court-martialed even. Adultery is huge. So are we saying that she should go ahead and tell?
Oh, man, like that? Wow. See, like, a part of me is just like, all right, you know, give it a beat. Like, this is fresh. You don't want to necessarily react out of emotion, but
not taken away from, you know, what the guy's doing.
Yeah,
that's wrong. But, you know, we got another text about the person wanting to expose a military person. His company commander would take that seriously. They would be concerned about that. He could possibly lose rank, have other things taken from him in the military. They look at that as a serious infraction. It happened to her son.
Yeah, Bethany said, ship is close to his commanding officer with a note tattling on him. Adultery in the military is huge offense that he can get into big trouble for that. Be a savage. He knew what he was doing.
Ooh, okay. Well, and you know what? Maybe this would be the wake-up call he would need to not do that again.
Yeah, so, wow. I guess.
But apparently, Kathy said it can ruin his career depending on the rank. That is next level. Being mad and calling someone a cheater, but then ruining a career is like another level.
Yeah, yes, part of me is like, yes, he knew what he was doing. Yes, especially if he preemptively blocked her on Facebook. He knew he was trying to cover it up. So that is shady, shady, shady. And if you
ruin someone's career, that's going to trickle down to his family. Becca said, tell the wife and let the wife be the
figure
one
it out.
To tell the military maybe. If she wants to.
I mean, yeah, maybe that's the way to go about it. I still kind of like, hey, he's going to tell on himself eventually. So just kind of.
Shaq said, I've got 21 years in the Army. Just tell the wife, let the family make that decision.
Jeez. Okay.
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, you have to consider, I don't know, did she say that they had kids or not? But
yes,
we know he's at least married.
Yeah, we do know there are children involved.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, in the backstory of that, yeah. Yeah. So, all right. Well,
okay,
hey.
So maybe we tell the wife. We mail the things
to the wife.
To the wife.
Mm.
And then let the wife handle it.
Well, stay strong, both to the wife and to our listener. Because,
oh my gosh. I mean, that that's a tough situation to be in.
Yeah, for sure. And keep us posted on that. It's Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, and a fun little game called Little Kid or Drunk Adult. Let's introduce you to Mackenzie calling us from Madison. Studying to be a cosmetologist, brown hair, drives a Chevy Malibu, is engaged and has been for about a year. Hi, Mackenzie.
Nice. Hi.
So, do you have a date picked out, or is it just like sometime in the future?
It's going to be next November. We were supposed to get married this year, but I just had a baby 4 months ago, so...
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you.
What, was it his?
Yes.
What is the matter with you?
I think everybody...
Well, you never know.
Everybody was thinking it. Mackenzie, I just needed to ask, all right?
Oh, the gate. Right. It's awkward.
All right, it's a little kid, drunk adult. And Kelly, explain to Mackenzie how it all works.
Is it his? Did you really? Okay.
Yeah, I had to ask.
All right, this is how we play the game. You're going to hear three stories. You got to figure out, did that story happen when the person was a little kid or a drunk adult? Oh, my gosh.
Got it.
All right, here we go. First one.
I peed on a ping pong table when I didn't win.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Seems well-adjusted.
I want to say who drunk adult.
All right, so you're saying drunk adult. Kelly, what about you?
I think little kid.
All right, Kelly says little kid.
Hasn't quite learned how to deal with the big feelings.
All right, so Kelly says little kid. Mackenzie, you say drunk adult.
I was a little kid.
Oh.
Okay, yes. All right.
I almost said it was the opposite, but I didn't.
All right. So I had a terrible temper when I was little, and I lost a game of ping pong to my buddy. And when he went to go talk to his mom in the other room, I decided to pee all over his ping pong table. He had like a little bar next to it, and I got up on like a, you know, a bar stool.
Uh-huh.
And even though he never confronted me over it, I was never allowed back over at his house again.
Okay, yeah, I understand.
Oh my God.
They're like, yeah, you gotta leave Pee Pants Paul at his
Pee Pants Paul
at his house. All right, you're 0-1, Mackenzie. All right, here we go. Next one, little kid or drunk adult?
I peed in a flower pot and killed an indoor plant that my mom had had for decades.
What is up with the peeing?
Okay, well, I'm going to say drunk adult.
All right, so you're saying drunk adult with this one. Kelly?
I'll say drunk adult, too.
All right, both of you say drunk adult.
I was a little kid.
Oh, my God.
What is the problem here with these little kids? What about
being little kids?
I know.
And I was sick with a really high fever, so I wasn't in the best frame of mind, and I really had to go to the bathroom. And apparently, I thought that this indoor potted plant was a toilet. I'm not really sure how I managed, but I just remember my mom coming in and screaming, "You're f***ing in the plant." Again, I was sick with a high fever, and I was totally clueless, so about... 3 days later, the plant started its slow death
and never
recovered.
Oh,
and
to
this day, my mom still has not forgiven me.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, but she was a sick little kid.
She killed the plant.
Oh, no.
I always thought you were watering the plants when you did that. Haven't you ever heard that expression?
That was all you asked is a pee.
I guess. You are 0-2, Mackenzie.
I know, it's
all right. All right, so let's try to get a win here. Last one, little kid, drunk adult.
I started a food fight at my grandparents' country club.
Oh.
Lord.
Well, then.
If that's not a little kid, I will be concerned with their mental health.
This could be the trifecta of little kid stories today.
Yeah.
Mackenzie, what are you saying? You're saying little kid?
Okay, I'll say drunk adult.
All right. Mackenzie's
going to be right.
All right, one of us is going to be right. Mackenzie's looking for that first win.
I was a really drunk adult.
There it is.
Oh, there you go.
Mackenzie, you changed it at the last second, and you got it right.
Yeah.
It was my 21st birthday, and three friends of mine played 36 holes and drank hard the whole time. We stopped in the dining room afterwards. I hit my buddy in the face with my pork chop, and he retaliated by throwing mashed potatoes at me. And for sitting 4 feet away, he had terrible aim. and hit the club president in the face.
All right.
I bet they were not invited back play that course again.
My grandparents' membership was not renewed, obviously, at the end of the year, they had to find another club.
Some consequences there.
Oh, poor grandma and grandpa.
Hey, well, you know what? That's good enough for us. Congratulations. You're a winner this morning.
Thank you.
You are so welcome. Hang on the line. In a quick sec, we're going to get a little bit more information from you, okay?
All righty.
1 out of 3 ain't bad on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
That's right.
Oh, and low standards.
And hey, by the way, congratulations on your upcoming kid.
Yeah.
Wait, no, I have the baby already.
Oh, you already had the baby.
Yeah, 4 months.
Oh, all right. Well, you know what? If I just started paying attention a little bit more at work, I think things would go a little bit better for me. All right.
It's okay.
All right, hang on a second, okay? Oh, geez. All right, little kid.
Wait, do you know who the dad is?
Yes, it's her fiance. All right, little kid, drunk adult, 99.7 DJX.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
So Daphne sent us a message. Hey, Ben and Kelly, can you help? 6 years ago, when I was home from college, I met a friend of a friend, and we hit it off.
Mm-hmm.
Despite the fact that I was attending school several hours away, we ended up developing a serious relationship pretty quickly.
Good.
He had graduated 2 years earlier, was working full-time, and applying to graduate programs. We were together for about a year and a half, but the distance and the different points that we were at in our lives led us to a rough breakup. Every few months since then, we'll exchange a few texts that are never particularly personal, but seem to indicate that our mutual feelings still exist. Often, one of us will send the other an emotionally loaded song, accompanied by some deceptively casual text like, should be grading papers, but can't stop listening to this. After several years of this, I wondered if I'm missing an opportunity by not just saying how I feel. We can both be agonizingly shy, and I don't think that he would ever be the first one to admit that he's still interested if that were the case.
Mm-hmm.
Is it worth it to be vulnerable and say something? And if so, what do I say? How do I start that conversation?
I mean, this is the start of a rom-com right now.
It is.
You know, kind of reconnecting after many years. Got a text already from a listener, Shaq, who said dated my wife in high school for about 5 days. Apparently wasn't mature enough then. We both went our separate ways until 10 years later, she decided to give me a chance. Been married 9 years and together 14. Tell her to try.
Awesome. Yeah, I mean, I feel like this is going to be a big... what if situation if she doesn't just toss it out there. You're never going to know unless you tell them how you feel.
Yeah, you're going to be filled with regret literally your entire life if you're just like, man, what if? So how? What is she
saying? Do we say? How do we start that conversation?
Yeah, so I think we're all agreeing that, yes, take the leap.
You're never going to know if you don't.
I mean, Eric's just very out there, just says, hey, how about just texting him? Hey, maybe we should do lunch. Now, are they?
Yeah.
I
don't know if they're still long distance or not.
I was just going to ask
it's
that.
It's vague.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. So would one of them have to uproot and move?
I think so. And that may be where the big hesitation lies, because distance did end up playing a factor in the breakup.
Yeah.
So if they're still long distance, that is still going to be a problem.
Okay.
And do you want to try to navigate that again?
All right. So let's craft some situational texts or phone calls or things that she can say to him. And then I want to hear your story, because I feel like a lot of people have been through this. I was in a long distance relationship with my wife for about a year, maybe a little longer than a year. We ended up getting married, and that's when we moved in together.
Was it a discussion as to, are you going to move or am I?
I was doing my career. And so she was in a job where she could relocate. And so
we didn't. She could be more flexible.
Yeah. So we didn't have a real, sit down like, okay, we got to figure this out. It was more of understood like, this is the career that I'm pursuing.
The one that can move and you can't. Yeah.
Right, right, right. So
Amy
so
said, do it. I was in love with my best friend for 10 years, but distance and different needs in our life kept an actual relationship from working. But once an opportunity opened up, we jumped and have been happily married for 6 years and we have a son.
There
it's
you go.
Worth it to try.
All right. So we'd love to hear more of those stories. All right. Call us, text us, whatever, 502-571-9970. We'll get to those coming up next. Now, group therapy. Daphne kind of wondering if she should reconnect with a guy she dated when she was younger, but kind of the distance and all that broke them up. They've kind of sent some and exchanged some, I'm not going to say flirty texts, but suggestive texts maybe.
Yeah, that kind of indicates maybe there's still feelings there. At least there are for her. She's not for sure they are for him. But the fact that they kind of keep reaching out to each other makes her wonder. So she's just thinking, do I take a chance, toss my feelings out there, ask him if he wants to try again?
Now, we all say yes.
Being rejected.
Yeah, I mean, we all say, yeah, go for it.
Exactly. Otherwise, you're just always going to wonder, and then that's just going to eat you up inside. And a lot of people on Facebook are pointing that out. Daenerys said, be honest with him. Whatever happens, at least you'll know and can move on and mm-hmm. won't have to ever wish or wonder what would have been if you took the chance.
Yeah.
Shannon said the same thing. Sounds to me like you know the answer. Follow your heart. Remember, the greatest regrets we have in life are the chances we never took.
Ooh, good one.
That's a really good point. Megan's got a story. She said, same type of situation. I dated a guy when I was 17. He was 15. He was my first love. We broke up. Dated again when I was 21. He was 19. Again, broke up. Fast forward 8 years later, I was pregnant with my son, had just broken up with my son's father.
Mm-hmm.
And he and I tried again. And he'd always been the one person I'd go back to after a breakup. We were good for about 6 months. Then the month before I was due with my son, I realized he was not the person I wanted to be with. However, had I not tried again with him years later, he would have always been in the back of my mind as a what if. So I say, try it. If it doesn't work out this time, at least you'll know it's not meant to be.
Yeah, Casey kind of says something similar. She said, I've had a similar situation. I ended up taking the leap. He felt the same, but in the end, it didn't work out for us. But what I got from it all was closure. So
yes.
Tell him how you feel, but approach it with no expectations. Time can only tell how things will actually play out.
Exactly. I think that the reason that you're still trying to kind of hang on to each other with these random text messages is saying there's still a connection. You need to explore it and see how far that connection can go now that you're, you know, a little bit older in a different place in your lives. Maybe it's the right time, but at the very least, you're going to know once and for all and can close the door.
Yeah. And, you know, let's not get into the conversation of, okay, well, who's going to move to who, assuming that you guys are still a long distance, because
yeah, don't put pressure on that.
Yeah,
yet.
I think eventually you are going to have to live in the same town in order for
well, yes,
it to
but
work.
We just need to figure out, does he feel the same way? Yeah. Is he, you know, kicking this idea around with her too?
Yeah. And then are you in a situation with your job where you can transfer or you can move? You know, maybe right. that's the case, or him, you know, vice versa. So anyways, Daphne, keep us posted because we'd love to be able to follow this journey love story that you have. And
we're invested. It could be an epic rom-com. It could be like J-Lo and Ben Affleck.
I tell you what, a little
20 years,
little homework for you. How about you connect with them this week and we check in with you next week? All right.
Oh, we're just going to go ahead and tell her, rip the Band-Aid off. Tell them how you feel this weekend. And
exactly.
Because we have a deadline of Monday.
Yeah, for sure. Let's try to get this resolved. All right. And at least figure out for us, for all of these waiting ears, that we can have a little bit
all
of closure
right.
for us. So yeah, we'll check back in with you next week on 99.7 JX. If you hate cheaters and like vigilante justice, you're going to love this lady named Ronnie. Ronnie is a no-nonsense Uber driver there in Dallas. She posted a TikTok after she realized a passenger she picked up was cheating on his wife.
Oh, gosh. So how did she figure that out?
Well, let's let Ronnie explain.
I picked up a guy. His wife and his kids walked him out to the car, said, I love you, daddy, blah, blah, blah. So we go and we pull up at the stop. And this lady comes out and she gets in and she's like, I am so glad you finally got away from your damn wife.
Okay, well, that's how she found out.
Mm-hmm.
So what she pretty easy to understand what's happening there.
So what'd she do?
Okay. So then he kisses her, and it wasn't a hi, how you doing kind of kiss. I took him back to his house and made him and her get out of my car at at his home where his wife and his kids were. There is nothing worse than a dog.
Yeah, so...
Oh, well, Ronnie, for the win! Holy cow!
Yeah, and apparently the two of them just kept bad-mouthing the wife in the back of the car, so she got fed up. Ronnie got fed up, changed her route, backtracked 5 miles, went back to the guy's house, dropped them off in the front yard, kicked him and his mistress out, and left him there with all the luggage, and drove off.
Oh my gosh, did she get 5 stars?
You know,
I bet she didn't get a good rating from that ride.
I bet he would have probably given her very poor review.
He probably complained.
Well, this is not very nice of you.
I did not have a good experience on this ride.
Yeah, exactly. But wow. I mean,
that is amazing.
So, like, seriously though, bold move. Like, he's going on he's going on a trip, and it sounds like he is like, I'm just going to grab an Uber to get to the airport. All right, see ya, honey. See ya, kids. And then goes and picks up the mistress on the way to the airport.
Yeah, so for his little romantic rendezvous. And I guess he just took for granted that the Uber driver was just going to be an Uber driver and just pay attention to driving and not pay attention to what's going on in the backseat. Wow.
Yeah. Just kind of... like, be unaware and just go about your business. I would be curious to know if anyone or any Uber driver or Lyft driver, any car rider, car share rider has...
like, intervened like that. That intervened. Was Ronnie intervened.
Yes, totally.
She didn't just tell the story, like, have a story to tell, like, this is what happened to me. She intervened.
Yes, totally did.
Wow.
So anyways, crazy. We will post the TikTok for you at Ben and Kelly Show on Twitter if you want to take a look at it. Let us know if you've got any stories to tell as well. Kelly, explain what a setting the bar story is.
That's an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in. A little life lesson.
Yeah, gender reveals getting more and more outlandish, right? You know, each person trying to outdo another. But this couple is now kind of in trouble because of what they decided to do for theirs.
Okay, what'd they do?
So if you can manage to make it through the day without damaging nature for your gender reveal, you're doing okay.
Oh, why? What did we do? Did we burn down a forest? What's happening?
Well, not quite. This couple in Brazil, they went to this very scenic waterfall to have their gender reveal, right?
Sounds very picturesque.
Yeah, for sure. And so for the gender reveal, they dyed the waterfall blue. And so they posted a bunch of video and pictures of the waterfall along with like a stork made out of balloons and stuff like
I
that.
I guess they didn't get permission for that.
Well, they didn't get permission from it. And then a lot of people online were like, you are poisoning the river that's drinking water.
Oh, that's not good.
Yeah.
So this wasn't like, you know, edible food dye or anything?
Yeah, I don't know. And authorities are kind of like looking into whether or not an actual like environmental crime has been committed because that is a thing. So,
Gosh, you don't want to commit an environmental crime.
No, not at all.
You're just trying to tell everybody if you're having a boy or girl.
Yep. So, again, gender reveal parties kind of getting more and more big, out of control. And if you can manage to make it through the day without damaging nature, committing an environmental crime for your gender reveal, you're doing okay.
I mean, it's kind of pretty. I really am kind of curious what it would look like if it was pink. Okay. But don't do that. That's bad. Don't do that.
Exactly. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. As we always say every week, if you miss anything from the show, you can always catch up. We post a lot of the things that we talk about on our Facebook page, at Ben and Kelly Show. Or you can always grab audio on demand whenever you want.
Yeah, you can hear just the segments that you missed or want to hear again. You can hear the entire show if you got some time to kill without the music and the pesky commercials.
Yeah, absolutely. Who needs that stuff? Up at WDJX.com, click listen. So, yeah, some great sleepwalking stories from the show. Also, the missed connections, which are always just a little bit awkward and weird.
Uh-huh.
And then I learned a little bit more about the military.
I did too.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Because we had a listener that was like, hey, I found out the guy that I'm seeing who's in the military has a wife.
Yes, he's married, and apparently that is a big no-no with repercussions in the military. So she was really wondering, what do I do with this? You know, I mean, she's hurt, you know, she's angry and probably thinking about, you know, if I were the wife, would I want to know?
So
stuff like that. So
we will have an update for you tomorrow, okay?
Yeah.
So an update for you tomorrow. Man, I almost said her name. She'd asked us not to say her name, so we're not going to. But an update for you tomorrow on that. So, yeah. Anything else, Kelly?
I think that's it. At noon today, check out 99.7 DJX Facebook page for Wet Nose Wednesday. We always feature adoptable animals. They got a lot that need homes. So if you're looking to add a furry family member, consider adoption from the Humane Society and see who our star is at noon on Facebook.
Yeah, and then you can actually see them in person on Saturday out at Volley Paws there, J-Town Beach. They're going to be on site as well. So
yeah, with a lot of adoptable animals. You can like take one home that day. It's going to be a great day, a lot of fun for the whole family.
Yep. All right, guys, have a good one. We'll talk to you tomorrow.